You know, many of us feel like the bill that we passed last session deserved an F.
The Texas Promise tells the story of the $5.4 billion in cuts to education that the Texas legislature made in 2011, and it follows the ongoing legal challenge to those cuts and efforts to restore some of that funding. It's an issue many Texans are very familiar with, but producer-director Vanessa Roth came to this story from the outside.
I was intrigued because it felt like Texas is such a mythical place in the country's imagination, figuratively, about what Texas does, but then literally it also, in the education policy and in politics, so many things that start in Texas end up going sort of to the rest of the country.
Roth says her story about how Texas is funding education is one the country needs to know about.
Texas being, again, where it is in the country, the demographic issues, issues of poverty, all of these things about English language learners, who the next generation is, all those things are happening in Texas. And so the story of Texas and education and politics is, to me, the story of that across the country. And whether it's sort of reflective of other states or sort of a cautionary tale, I mean, it's both at the same time.
In the film, we hear from parents, students, and educators from all across the state.
That's it. There's the tardy bell. And you're just dragging along. Come on, move it.
But we also hear from a lot of politicians, and it's pretty clear who Roth sees as the heroes. Here's State Senator Wendy Davis.
We are talking about draining resources and leaving behind a huge number of students.
And who Roth sees are not the heroes, like State Senator Donna Campbell.
I am not happy the taxes that I pay go to some failing schools.
So I have to say the timing of the release of this film is interesting here in Texas because, of course, we're going through elections and some of the people who made a splash during this education debate in the legislative session are up for higher office now. Was that at all intentional or did that just work out that way?
Yeah, so as you said, in the film, Wendy Davis is featured prominently in the film. Dan Patrick is featured prominently in the film. And they're obviously very much the people that you're paying attention to politically right now in the state. Obviously, when we filmed it, we had no idea that they'd be running for the offices that they're running for now. I think that what was interesting to me, what's interesting about the access that we did have is that we made a choice in the film once we either got denied or accepted interview time with politicians. We made a decision not to have any of the politicians interviewed in the film, and we just see them in action on the floor of the House or in committee meetings.
Another documentary screening at the Fest deals with a different sort of battle, one that's largely internal.
There's a Latin quote, "That which I love destroys me." That's how I feel about the job. You do it until it destroys you because you love it.
"That which I love destroys me" follows two special operations soldiers as they explore the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder.
At this point, I was sleeping in my car. I wasn't talking to anybody. I completely separated myself from every part of society. It was a pretty slippery slope, and I fell down to the bottom.
It's Austin-based filmmaker Rick Roman-Waugh's first documentary. He actually got his start in the stunt business and then went on to work with tough guys like Val Kilmer and Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson as a director and screenwriter. This time around, Waugh left it up to the tough guys themselves to tell the story.
They said the only stipulation that we were asking of you is that we want it to be completely unfiltered. We don't want this to be censored in any way. We will tell our stories, warts and all. And we don't want this to be about, oh, woe is me.
Throughout the film, we see these two highly trained soldiers gain more acceptance and understanding of their struggles following deployment.
The wound's gone and you have a scar. And then you have to learn how to deal with the scar. You have to learn how to live with the scar. And, that's what life is. It's about the experiences that we have.
And that, of course, is the main mission of this film, to inspire others to see that going through PTSD is not only okay, it's normal.
It's normal to come home and have these type of issues and have these type of thoughts coming out of something that's so violent as war. And it's our job just to help them through that, to normalize the process, to be supportive of their journey.
That Which I Love Destroys Me and The Texas Promise are just two of the many documentaries screening during the 2014 Austin Film Festival. You can find more film coverage at KUT.org. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.